One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila, and this is Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker, and every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and higher nature, how to improve your life and your relationships, your finances, your career, and your spirituality, and even your personal health. And today I'm very excited to have a great guest on the show who will talk about health and fitness. This is Tiffany Roth. She is an international fitness consultant and expert with over 25 million hits on YouTube for her programs. She was on Dr. Oz as one of the best YouTube workouts. She combines martial arts, psychology, nutrition, weightlifting, and dance to create great programs for people to get into great shape. She has a fitness club and a fitness reality show. And on top of all that, she's a former lawyer and she speaks Spanish. You say you can kick people's butts in two languages.
Yeah.
And your motto is, I believe it's work your body.
Train your mind, work your body, lift your spirit.
There you go. I like that. That's very beautiful. Well, welcome to the show, Tiffany. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, you told me just before the show you were working out. So you actually are following your path, right? You're working out and getting
ready. Oh, yeah. I work out every day. Oh, yeah. I take Sundays off, but I work out every day.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
I'm doing a lot of filming and stuff, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you know, one thing about you, besides being a great fitness expert, you seem like you're a great marketer. You got 25 million hits on YouTube.
Yes. Actually, I have that. Oh, I have over 120 million hits by
now. that's insanity. That's great. So we have a lot of entrepreneurial people on the show, listeners that wanted to find out, you know, how do you get the marketing to do that? And you have a kind of a cool tip. I noticed you ask people to post a glass of water that they drink on Instagram and they can win a prize. So you engage people in some way. So how do people get engaged on the internet? What's a good way to market?
To get people engaged is to find out what they need. Okay. If you have a need that you can fulfill for them in a meaningful way, then you'll get their attention. A lot of people just do sort of superficial marketing.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, buy this, do that. But everything that I do is really with the purpose of helping people elevate their lives. So most people want to have an elevated life, so they're going to listen. They're going to tune in. They're going to get engaged.
That makes sense. And you have contests and things where people get involved in, like, fun activities as well, it looks like. Now, Tiffany, the other thing is, last time we saw you, you were shaking booties with Dr. Oz, the charismatic doctor on the TV show. Now, what's it like? Is he a nice guy? What is Dr. Oz really like?
Dr. Oz is amazing. It was so funny because when I was going to go on the show, they called me, and it was like within 2 days they flew me out. Wow. And I was just about to go on. You know, I met him, and I was feeling a little bit nervous. And I was like, well, why are you feeling nervous? Like, you do this every day. You know, so don't be nervous. So I realized that I do it every day. So I went out there. I had fun with him. He was really engaging.
Yes.
We ended up doing two segments instead of one, which was awesome.
That's great.
And I had a lot of fun. He liked the moves. And the producers wrote me that the priceless thing about the episode was seeing Dr. Oz shake his booty like that.
Well, there you go. See, if he can do it, anyone can do it, right? You got people engaged.
Yes.
The other thing is, the idea of emotional eating, Tiffany, you know, this is something we talk about in psychology a lot. And I think you even have a psychologist on staff or people work with psychologists. You know, people eat, for example, when they're stressed. They eat when they're depressed. They eat when they're lonely. People even eat when they're angry. You know, they say, I hate you. And they, you know, eat something, a chicken or something. So how do you get people to move away from that emotional eating, which is a problem with weight gain?
Well, one of the things that I like to focus on is not only building, you know, their mental intelligence, but their emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And building emotional intelligence is really important because a lot of our behavior around food and emotions is learned. Okay. So we have, okay, when you're raised, you have a celebration, a birthday, whatever. So it's time to eat. Okay. You graduate, you go eat, you have dessert after as a celebration. You're not feeling bad. Let me take you to get some ice cream. So we've actually been taught to pair our emotions with certain types of foods.
Yes.
So what you have to do is you have to teach people how to handle their emotions and then choose different foods. For example, like there's a lot of times people like to eat at night. Mostly it's because they're bored, tired, and lonely. Okay.
Yes.
And if they're bored, tired, and lonely, they want somebody to be their friend at night, and the food is there, doesn't talk back, is always for them. But it just results in them being more bored, more tired, and more lonely. So I would say, okay, so first of all, you have to replace a negative habit with a positive habit.
Yes.
So I will introduce healthy snacks to them. And then I would say, well, you know, why don't we try to change up that routine at night? instead of going home and flopping down in front of the TV, why don't you do a workout, why don't you do some meditation, why don't you do some positive affirmations, write down how you're feeling so that you can actually experience your emotions in the present moment. And then when you're feeling, okay, so I'm acknowledging this, I'm feeling this way, how do I make a healthy choice moving from there? And so that's one of the things that I do with some of my personal clients. And what I do with my people online is I give them a new pattern so they can form more successful habits.
Yeah, exactly. And that's classical conditioning in psychology, where you associate pleasure with certain things you want to keep doing and maybe a little bit of pain with things you don't want to do. So substituting like a positive habit, maybe sometimes meditation or, you know, relaxation or something, instead of eating could be a good way to do
right.
it. Now, the other thing that people have a hard time with is working out, you know, and we know that exercise reduces anxiety, stress, depression, and also in children, it can even reduce ADHD and also school performance. So there are a lot of statistics, but people still, they don't want to go to the gym. Either they're too tired or they don't have time. And one thing I do, for example, I say, you know, I'm going to go for 20 minutes, you know, or whatever period of time, and that's it. And once I'm there, I start to really enjoy it. I may stay longer. And then psychology does call successive approximations to the goal. So like you like shape your behavior a little bit at a time. And I think you have something similar. I think you have the 10-minute workout, you call it. So tell us about that. How's it you can do like a little workout to really get you going? What's the idea behind that?
Okay, well, one of the main objections people say is, I don't have time, I'm so busy, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So what makes my workout so successful on YouTube? Number one, you don't have to drive to a gym. Boom, you're saving time right there. Mm-hmm. Number two, you can get an awesome workout in 10 minutes. And the thing is that once you start working out, you actually enjoy it. But if you have something in front of your head that's insurmountable, like, oh, I really don't want to work out for a whole hour, I don't have time for that, I'm too tired. But if everybody has 10 minutes, you can say, well, let me just do this for 10 minutes. So therefore, it doesn't seem that insurmountable. It's not such a big hill. It's a small bite to chew. And once you get started, like you said, you're like, oh, you know, maybe I'll see what else she has and I'll try another workout. And then you start those endorphins flowing. So the next day, your body remembers, hey, I felt good when I do that 10 minutes. Maybe I can do 10 minutes again. And again, it goes back to building those successful habits.
Right. You start looking better, you feel better, and it reinforces the positive behavior. But it's getting over that initial resistance. That's the key. And I have something that I call action despite the thought. So the thought is, I don't want to do it. I can't, you know, I'm too tired. Yeah. But you say to be committed is the first step. Once you're committed, then everything flows from that. You know, the behavior flows. And you say you don't worry about what you look like or even how you feel. You just are committed to working out. So how do you get people to the commitment stage at the beginning?
Well, the one thing that I like to tell, there's actually two things that I tell my students and followers that really help them understand what working out does for their body. So, for example, when you work out, okay, not only do you relieve stress, you actually like stimulate your organs. Your heart is functioning better, your liver, your kidney, all of those flush out the toxins. Your cells are carrying more oxygen, your blood is more exuberant passing through your body, and you rid yourself of stress. So it's like taking an internal shower. You need to take that shower to cleanse your body every day. Mm-hmm. So people take showers to cleanse the outside of their bodies, but the inside of their bodies are still dirty unless they work out. So you have to think of it like, have you taken your internal shower today? Yes. Do you want to carry around all those toxins, all that stress, all that negative energy, or do you want to cleanse it out? So when you think of it that way, how many days would you go without taking a shower?
That makes sense. Yeah, I don't think so. More than one day. Actually, I like to take two showers a day because I'm a sensitive person. Some people are sensitive and they need to wash away the negative energy. So that's kind of cool.
Yes, and so that's on the inside. Working out is like taking a shower for your organs, for your cells. And if you think of it that way, you would not want to go 3-4 days without taking a shower.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I like that idea. That's a whole concept. Yeah. And the other thing is, I think I work a lot with introvert and shy people, and they don't want to leave the house because they feel comfortable. But the key is you got to give them a little bit of incentive. Like you go out for, you know, half an hour or a period of time, you know, meet some people and you get more socially engaged. So it's kind of like tricking your mind a little bit. You got to trick it a little bit to get yourself in the flow. And then once you're in the flow, then you can really get the exercise and things that you want to do.
One of the things that I do, though, I have an online gym, which is called the Tiffany Roth Fit Club. Yes. And I understand that there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that create a successful lifestyle, which I call Fit, Fierce, and Fabulous Lifestyle.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I have a t-shirt there. That, is that what that says? Fit, Fabulous, and Fit.
Yeah, Fit, Fierce, and Fabulous, right? Oh, okay. I'll tell you about that. Okay. But the thing is that you need to surround yourself with people who have like-minded goals. And you need that social aspect of accountability and support and motivation. Yes. So a lot of times people are working out at home, they can feel very isolated if they're not connection. Connection is one of the things that motivates people to be successful. Okay. So I create that sense of connection by joining the gym. We have a private page. It doesn't include a lot of distractions of social media. Everybody's on there to be in shape, support each other, to uplift one another. I'm on there as their coach. And so we work together and we build a community. That sense of community is what's necessary to help people continue on this lifestyle. So if we're talking about Fit, Fierce, and Fabulous, like the way that I came up with that was, I remember I had had a baby, right? I had my first baby.
Yes.
And I was like, I had this big belly. And I was like, I thought I was going to pop back after pregnancy and it was going to be so easy. But I remember laying in the bed and I was feeling kind of defeated. I was like, wow, I'm a trainer. I'm supposed to be in shape and my stomach is so big. Like, what am I going to do? What motivates me? And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get up anyway. And then why am I doing this? So why am I getting up? Because this is a good point for me to understand what happens in the minds of people when you don't feel good about yourself. Yeah. You need to have your why. So my why is, I like being fit, okay? Mm-hmm. I like the feeling of being fit. But if you don't know what that's like, the first step is to commit. So you have to commit to be fit. You know, in our lives, we don't get the opportunity. I mean, you're in a position right now where you know that you can really sort of flaunt your skills and help people and reach out, and you get reciprocal energy from that. You get uplifted from your work.
Right.
But a lot of people go to work every day and they never get to feel magnificent. They never get to feel accomplished. It just becomes very monotonous. Go to work, come home, take the kids, you know. But when you work out, okay, you get to meet yourself every day. And when you finish that workout, that's a feeling of success, personal success, that you can't get anyone else. And that's what I call being in your fierce. So when you work out and you finish it, right, you feel like, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to conquer the world. I can do it all. And then when you do that, you have a more fabulous lifestyle.
Wow.
So that's what Fit, Fierce, and Fabulous means.
Tiffany, first of all, you're very animated. I feel like working out right now because you got me going.
Yes.
You're kind of like a very powerful, charismatic kind of gal. Let me ask you this question. Now, you have a beautiful phrase here. You said something like, when a woman feels beautiful, she will change the world with vibrations of her joy. I thought that's a very beautiful phrase. But let me ask you, Tiffany, what's more important, inner beauty or outer beauty?
Both.
They're
both important.
Both
because
important.
We're talking about the shower example, right?
Yes.
So the shower example, like, we shower the exteriors of our body all the time.
Yes.
But if the interior of your body is unshowered, unworked out, unloved, uncared for, then you're not going to really be vibrant. You're not going to be whole, okay?
Yes. Right.
Or if you only care for the inside of your body, which you eat, but you never exercise or take care of or fix yourself up, then you're not going to be whole, because we are members of a society.
Yes.
We're not isolated like on some island.
Right.
So by putting best foot forward in life, okay, you actually are more successful. If you think, if you're going on a job interview, you don't show up in like sweats and tennis shoes, and you have to put your suit on, start feeling more successful, more powerful. So that's what
you're, let's say someone comes to you and they said, look, I'm really ugly, I'm not attractive, I'm, you know, fat, you know, and I've always been that way. What do you say to that kind of person?
Uh-huh.
So in their mind, they kind of have this I'm ugly idea.
Okay, so then I say to them the first thing, like, can you see me? Can you hear me? Can you smell the food that you eat? Can you taste the food that you eat? Can you walk towards me? Can we have a conversation? Okay, all of these are gifts of beauty.
Okay?
You can see, you can hear,
you can smell, you can taste,
you can walk. You are alive, you are worthy.
I like
okay?
that. That's joy.
So, We forget about all, until something is taken away from you, you don't realize all the blessings that you have.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Have somebody
gratitude. You're talking about gratitude, being grateful for.
I'm talking about not only gratitude, but acknowledgement. Acknowledgement of who you are and the gifts that you have been given and blessed every single day. Acknowledging that you can see, that you can hear, that you can talk, that you're free. that you're free to take care of yourself, that you can eat fruits and vegetables. Many people don't even have that luxury to eat healthy food. You complain about it? No. This is all the beauty of life, and we're celebrating the beauty of life every day. So that's what I would say to somebody like that. Don't ignore the gifts that you've been given.
Right. So you almost have almost a spiritual, like, higher kind of viewpoint here. It's not just about the body, but it's about the soul, maybe, and the mind.
Yes. Train your mind, work your body, lift your spirit. It's called holistic, you know that, holistic fitness. Yes. Mind, body, and spirit. They have to work together. Okay. It's like some people want to work abs and they just do a crunch. They forget that we're a cylinder. We're not just a frontal plane. We're a cylinder. You have to work the whole person, the whole core, your whole spirit, your mind. If your spirit is not willing, you're not going to get up out of the bed.
Right. Okay. Well, in some spiritual paths, they say we're a temple. You know, we enclose this inner spirit inside us and we need to take care of it.
Yeah.
For a higher sense. Now, one thing, Tiffany, you have a lot of great testimonials. I read some of them, but I only saw one man there, and I'm kind of wondering, are men either not needing fitness or are they not willing to get help? What do you think about males? Are males into this thing?
Well, I think when I started with my workouts on YouTube, I realized that most of the classes and things that I do require a high level of coordination and some dance. Mm-hmm. So because I've been teaching for a very long time.
So guys are clumsy or they're shy about it?
Well, I think it's a combination. Maybe they feel like, you know, this is for women or whatever, so they don't really come in and do the classes. It works miracles for guys well.
I can imagine.
But they feel shy to do it. And a lot of people, husbands do it with their wives. And they feel like it's okay if I do it with my wife, you know, or a lot of the kids, the young kids are jumping in. But my marketing is mostly towards women because women are the ones that actually do the classes. But it's very, very effective. For men. As a matter of fact, when I first started dating my husband, he came to visit me in LA because he was in Mexico, I was in LA, and he took all of my classes for 2 weeks, right?
But he did that, he wanted to meet you? Were you guys single at the time?
Yeah, he was trying to get in my
I guess it'd be a good way to meet people in the singles environment, right? You can, you know, work out together.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of cool. But I guess males in general, psychology is a positive, you know, I work a lot with males who are introvert or shy or, you know, that want to have a better experience. So I think that would be a great opportunity to be fit as well.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is that we actually got some pretty good questions. Readers and listeners wrote some questions for you. So I want you to ask you a couple of things and tell me what you think.
Okay.
So one reader says, I'm really too old to work out. I'm in my 60s, you know, and this is really past me. What do you think about that? Can people be too old to work out?
One of my expressions that I do after my classes and on my videos is this. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Ah, so Mila Kawai, I believe, the famous medical doctor.
Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And if you subscribe to that, there is no idea of being too old, too fat, too out of shape, because you're always going to get better. I have a woman in my class right now who is kick-ass. She's got 82 years old. She's got her waist down. She's got a V-back. And people are watching, like, since she started coming to my class, I'm like, how does she do that? Like, you think that after 82 that you can't really improve, but you can. Okay? Her coordination has gotten better, her strength, her muscle tone, her figure, her self-esteem, her confidence. So you have to engage in life. The thing what happens is with people, and I believe this is something that I'm very passionate about, and it's about the second life of the second part of your life should be as exciting as the first. Yes. But what happens is society trains us, okay, you go to school, you graduate, you get a job, you get married, you buy a house, you have kids, and you do all that, and then nobody talks about what happens next, right? Mm-hmm. After you've done all that, no one says, what's your milestone? After you've had kids, they don't say, you know, what do you got next plan in your life? Okay. Yes, right. So that's why people go downhill. They start to think life is over.
Right.
Okay. But if you stay fit and healthy, then you're traveling. You can learn a new language. You can learn how to dance again. You can try yoga, pole dancing, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can create new experiences for yourself to make your life feel vibrant and viable. That's one of the things that working out does. It doesn't make you feel like life is over.
That's a good point. Yeah. So there's always an opportunity for growth and for improvement. Psychologically and physically. Now, here's an interesting question here. This person says that I'm actually comfortable being overweight. I love my sugar. I love my treats. You know, I'm maybe fat and fun-loving. What do you say to someone like that?
I would say that they're not being completely honest with themselves, because it has been proven that if you are overweight, then there are some health issues that are attributed to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a high blood pressure, diabetes, you know,
we're all going to die from something. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to pig out and have fun. What do you say to that person?
Okay, so what about your energy level? Because this is the thing. If you pig out, okay, then you're eating so many chemicals, so much false food, sugar, and fat, it is impossible to have a high energy later. You're exhausted, you're tired, your brain is fried from all the chemicals, and you're like being intoxicated. So a lot of people don't know what it's like. I remember I was working on building my studio, and this guy was helping me. He was a carpenter.
Right.
And then I would go there and I smelled alcohol in his breath. I'm like, you know, are you like, what's going on? Are you drinking while you're working on my studio?
Some
He's like,
high.
Yeah,
they do that.
He said, I'm a functional drunk.
Yeah.
I'm drunk all the time, right? So if you're intoxicated the whole time, you never really know what true life, how to experience life. So the people who are overweight, if they've been overweight for so long, they should give themselves that chance. If it's so great, let's see if it can be greater. Give yourself that chance not to be intoxicated by food, not to be exhausted, not to be tired, not to squeeze into your clothes, not to get out of breath when you go upstairs. Give yourself that opportunity and then make a choice.
But if I'm a big chubby comedian, I said, I'm going to lose my funny if I lose weight. What do you say to that person? I'm not going to be as funny.
Okay. Well, you have. Well, that's because you've had your identity, tied to your... Okay. And I would say to you that you are more than that. Are you saying that you're only funny if you eat? Okay. Not true. I think that what you're doing is what you're afraid of is losing that mask of yourself. And you think if you lose that mask, that protection around you, that you're not going to be funny, but you could be something greater than funny. You might be a motivational leader. Okay. You fire millions. Yeah. So don't limit yourself. Give yourself the opportunity.
I think of a comic, Lavelle Crawford. Have you heard of this guy? He's a big guy. Lavelle Crawford. He lost a lot of weight. I don't know. Or, you know, people like Fluffy, the guy Gabriel Iglesias. Have you heard of him? Guys are, I mean, they're known for Gabriel Iglesias. He's like, they call him Fluffy. He's a big Latino guy. So they lost weight, but, you know, some people think they're not funny anymore. Some people think they are. So if your identity is based on that, what do you do?
It matters what you think, not what they think. Right?
Yeah, unless you make a living out of it. That's, you know, the audience looks at you that way.
Right? No, when you make a living out of it, you can turn your whole experience of losing weight into a whole comedy routine, and everybody will be able to relate.
I like that. Okay.
Right?
You're good at that. Well, you used to be a lawyer, right? So you can handle the arguments, I think. So you gave up. Now, how about this one? Now, by the way, sugar is an addictive thing. So let's say people say, I love my flan, you know, Latina, right? I think you hablo español, no? Si me encanta mi flan, me encanta mi churros. You know, and those kind of things. I love my churros and all that. So what do you say to those folks, especially our Latinos, brothers and sisters?
Okay, it's okay to love something. You might, but it always has consequences, right?
Yes.
So you can say, I love alcohol, right? I love my alcohol.
Yeah.
And if you start drinking alcohol every day and you show up drunk, you get drunk and you go to work, and they're like, you're drunk, you can get fired. You can lose your job because of something that you love in excess, right?
What if someone wants to quit sugar, but they can't do it? Now, that's a different thing. They say, I want to quit sugar, but I just can't do it.
The can is a decision,
right?
Okay? We can do all things. So if you say you can't do it, it's really about that you don't want to do it. We can do whatever it is that we want. That's why they take people into rehab. You know, they go into rehab and they're like shaking and stuff. That's what it takes for sugar. You just have to, boom. Cut it out. I have a solution for that. I have a food plan that helps people get off of the junk food.
Okay.
They have a certain detox and they get back onto the healthy eating and establish healthy habits. That's part of my plan.
Okay. So do you eat like bananas instead of cake, or do you give them or
almonds? Yes. Once you clear out your taste buds, then the sweet from Mother Nature, the food that she provided for us, is greater. Everything else is an imitation. If you look at the foods in nature, the red color of the watermelon, the green of the pears, the yellow of the bananas, everybody else is copying her. The desserts are copying her. Candy is copying her.
Yes.
But they can't beat her. They're not bringing the fiber, the nutrients, the vitamins and the minerals that she brings with her sweets. Okay? So when you take a look, when you peel that blinder off of your eye and you see what you're really eating with awareness, you make better choices.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, the other thing is... you have a couple of things that research says are important for exercise success. One is it should be fun, and also do it with people that support you. Now, I know that You look like you do some salsa. Do you put salsa steps in there? I saw a little bit of movement like the salsa.
Yeah, I throw everything in there. I throw my whole life experience in there because it should be fun. It shouldn't be monotonous. Like, I always like to change my routines up. Yeah. I remember I went to a performance and I saw Russian dancers, and I told my students, I said, they were like, oh no, Tiffany saw Russian dancers? That's not good. We're going to be doing those knee drops and things like that.
I incorporate,
you know, everything, chairs, brooms, towels, dances, everything. The workout,
because we do it every day, you have to keep it fun and unique. Yeah, I do salsa dancing. I used to do martial arts as well. I think you mentioned martial arts, you know, like Aikido and, you know, even karate, kung fu. They have certain movements that are very, very,
the other thing
I like about your stuff and the testimonials, one lady was saying, look, when I started working out, people around me started losing weight too. My family, friends, and even coworkers. And I think you call it the ambassador of fitness. So how does it work? How do you become an ambassador of fitness to people?
You become a Tiffany Roth Fit Club ambassador when you've been in the program for a year. You have to be in the program for a year. You have to understand the concepts and principles and foundations of my training of being a Roth star. And then you have to have reached your goals and maintained them for a while. And you also have to be a person that motivates and uplifts others. And once you become an ambassador, you get certain benefits. You get free membership. You get, you know, prizes, extensions, things like that. And people look to you as an authority of fitness within my circle. So I have several ambassadors that have been there. They've been in my TRFC for 7 or 8 years. Hmm. And they're incredible. And people look to them. And you want to see people, not just me as a lead coach, but other people who have gotten success and are able to help others, because we have to keep that wheel spinning. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just stop with one notch. It keeps going. My other phrase is that we are better together. So the more people that you have working together, the better we're going to be as a whole.
That's pretty cool. I like you have a lot of catchy phrases, you know, Roth star instead of rock star, Fit Club instead of Fight Club. So I like that. So you have kind of a cool way to get people to think about it.
And, yes.
And here at Love University, our motto is to extend loving energy without expectation. To basically help eradicate loneliness by the year 2025 is one of our missions through connection.
Beautiful mission. I love it.
So, that's the idea. Yes. So I think you have a similar. You're talking about connection through fitness and health and things like that. And emotional and physical and spiritual health. I think that's very important. So I like that you have very similar approaches here. But Tiffany, here's the key, though. I have a challenge for you right now, because I know you like to give people challenges, right? I have here my producer, Reggie, who wants to participate in a little something with you right now, a little exercise. Now, Reggie's a 25-year-old autistic young man who's high-functioning, very intelligent, graduated from college, but he's been very shy. Uh-huh. He's never really been on a date before.
Okay.
And I have a bet with him. I said, look, if you find someone to go out with you on a date, I will pay for it, you know, $100 at a beautiful place. But a year and a half later, he hasn't been able to do it. And part of it is, you know, maybe internal, but also external. He wants to lose some weight. Reggie, how much weight do you want to lose?
About 20 pounds.
Okay, 20 pounds. I know I'm going to bring it in for a second. So, Reggie, what is your main weakness? What do you eat a lot that makes you overweight?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, he loves pizza, Tiffany. I don't know what you're going to do about that. Now, he's a Latino guy, but pizza's your favorite?
Yeah, I'm getting it right after this.
Oh, did you hear what he says, Tiffany? He says, I'm getting it right after the show. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, first of all, what are the benefits of eating pizza?
Okay, I'm going to bring him in. Reggie, come in here right now, and I want you to talk to Reggie for a second.
All right, so...
Say hi to first of all.
All right, hello. Hello, Tiffany. It's good to be out here. Very good to be out here. Thank you. Benefits of eating pizza. Well, it tastes good. That's why.
How long does it taste good for?
As long as I'm eating it.
Okay, and then what happens after that?
Then I kind of feel bad about myself. I'm like, oh, I should probably eat better.
Okay, good point.
Right. How long does that last?
That, a bit longer than as long as I'm eating. So, yeah.
That's good. So, Reggie, she's your therapist almost here at this moment.
Yeah.
Reggie, stand up for Reggie. Tiffany, one thing I want you to do. Can you stand up? Show him the booty shaking workout. How does that work? What does it need to do?
All right, so
stand up, Reggie. Put your hands out to the side.
To the side?
And then move your hips to the right.
Okay. To my right.
To the left. To the right. To the left.
Okay. Do we need some back around or something?
We're going to tap back again. Go. One. Move them. Two. Three.
Go, Reggie, go. Four. Go, Reggie, go.
Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10. Now put your arms up like a superhero, like this. Bend your arms like this. See my arms?
Ooh.
Good. muscle. Now bring your this is a power. Now bring your left elbow to your right hip. Go boom.
Boom.
Right. Other side. Boom.
Wow, Reggie, let's go.
Boom.
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 Boom. Boom. That's it. Go. Boom. 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 That's it. Go, Reggie. Go, Reggie. Go, Reggie. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Boom. 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 You got it.
Reggie, you got it. Oh, thank you.
Reggie just had a heart attack, but he'll be fine. Reggie, that was great. How did you feel about that?
Good. Good. Yeah, very good.
Okay. Now, are we going to make Reggie a Hulk and have him, you know, bulk up and get really strong? Or what's our goal for Reggie, you know, with the 20 pounds?
What's Reggie's goal, Reggie?
What is your goal, Reggie?
Lose 20 pounds, the starting point. I think it's a good starting point.
Okay, but do you want to have muscles? Why? Do you want to have a no belly?
No belly. I think that's...
Okay, no belly, so he can't eat anymore. He has no belly.
Why?
Well, because I feel like that's like kind of the main thing holding you back. I feel like the rest of my body, it's not bad for the most part. It's just that's the one part that I could work on. You know, it could be tighter. Okay. And I feel like I could take better care of that.
Do you want to reach that goal more than you like pizza?
Ah, good question.
That's a very good question.
Do you want to go on a date with a beautiful girl paid for by Dr. Avila?
Yeah.
More than you want pizza? Okay. That's, so is that motivation for him, Tiffany?
Very good motivation.
Okay.
So yeah, he's excited now. That's okay. So every time he eats a pizza, he has to decide whether it's important for him to reach his goal, okay, yes, to feel better about himself most of the time, or to forget about his goal to feel good about himself for the short amount of time that he's eating the pizza. It's a choice.
I like that. It's like I say, do you want a little bit of pleasure now and a lifetime of pain, or a little bit of pain now and a lifetime of pleasure? So we can make choices, right? Basically a little bit now. Yeah. Well, thanks, Reggie, for helping us out. I'm going to shake your strong, powerful hand that you almost killed some people with. Okay. So I can see Reggie having a little goatee by next summer, maybe an earring, or, you know, maybe being a boy. Oh, he's a very introvert guy, so he doesn't like to go out very much. So for people like that, what do you encourage? Is your gym better in the internet?
Well, my gym really helps people who have a hard time going and they feel connected. Like, you know, a lot of times it's like if you're watching a show, your favorite show in the movie, you almost feel like you know the characters, right?
Yeah.
So when you work out, you know, on the videos, we feel connected. And then they say, you know, I'm going to join her gym. And when they join the gym, they get to be connected with me. And when you know one person, you get to know their friends. So they get to know the other people that are on there. And they feel all of a sudden like they're a part of the group.
Yes.
And when you're a part of a group, it builds confidence, it builds self-esteem, and it builds encouragement for you to keep going.
Yeah, and that's been research proven that people that make friends at the gym more likely stay, you know, doing the workout.
Yes.
And that's been proven by research. Well, Tiffany, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. You're a delightful kind of person, very motivating. Where can people learn more about you? I mean, do you have videos? Do you have programs? What do you have for people and where can they find it?
Well, I can tell you, I'm available on YouTube at www.TiffanyRoth with an E for excellent workouts, R-O-T-H-E, workouts.com. And you can just put that in and all the YouTube workouts. I want you to subscribe to the channel and try some 10-minute workouts and let me know which ones that you like. That's the first start.
Yes.
If you want daily motivation, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook. And I'll just put, like, you know, some information, little workouts, whatever, that you look at. That visual will start to connect with your mind and give you motivated, like, hey, I think I can do this. I can do this. And if you want to take that step and go towards my inner circle, that's where you join the Tiffany Roth Fit Club. That's where you get more attention, more coaching. You get a food plan. You get a structured workout, and you get to become a part of the Roth Star community. So there's three ways of access that you can reach me. There's really no excuse. I'm here for you all the time. I'm engaged. I'm with you. I care. This is my passion. So, yeah, find me on any of those places, Facebook, Instagram.
That's perfect. Now, Tiffany, I'd love to have you on again and maybe in person. We actually do some live presentations at restaurants and certain venues. And we have something called the Masquerade Party, where singles put on a mask and they meet each other based on their personality type. So I'm thinking you would be a great addition.
That's nice.
Yeah, you would be helping talk about the health part of it, you know, the weight and the nutrition. That would be a great opportunity. That sounds
wonderful.
Great.
It's been great.
So this has been Dr. Alex Avila with Love University. If you want to have any questions for Tiffany or want to be on the show in other ways, you can reach us at loveuniversity.love. Reach us at loveuniversity, love@gmail.com. Call us at 310-226-8090. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So again, until next time, this is Dr. Avila. Students, put away your notepads, your books, your pens, and pick up those workout clothes, right? Your tennis shoes.
Yeah.
and go out and meet Tiffany and go out there and work out and really have a great life. Because really, love is about loving yourself as well as loving others.
That's right.
And a higher nature. So we're talking today about how to really take care of yourself and put yourself first in terms of working out and health. Because we say, you know, I'm a mom, I can't do it, I'm too busy. But in reality, it's your life, right? It's your body and also your soul, as you're saying, Tiffany.
Right.
And we want to make that a priority in our lives so we can give more to others. Because that's the real key, to give more love to others. Until next time,
that's
Love University, Dr. Avila.